Wow. It's been a lot of fun here on the Afternoon Sound Alternative, folks. Really hearing some classic sounds and new boundary-pushing, forward-thinking stuff spun by a true DJ, not just a, let's say, playlist compiler. DJ K-Nee here in the studio with me, Deep Rock Dave, and it's been a lot of fun. Hey, I do want to mention, too, when the music resumes after our news and public affairs this evening, there's an incredible voodoo special coming up on the Dixieland program, Dixie Marmalade. So what is the voodoo special portend? I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Just an example of all of this special programming we're putting together for the fall membership drive. And Kenny, thank you for so much wonderful music.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be here at KGNU. And I love doing my thing on ASA. You can always catch me every third Thursday of the month. And like doing my thing for you. Just want to remind you, we got a few minutes left. You know, we're still trying to make our goal. And you can help make that happen by going to kgnu.org. Click on the donate button or give a call to 303-449-4885. You know, again, like I've said several times before, your participation, your being a part of community radio makes a huge difference in what happens here. So show your support, whether it's 14 cents a day, whether it's 25 cents a day, $5 a day, or, you know, being a sustaining member, you know, through the Solar program. You know, just be a part of what's happening. Don't stand on the sidelines. KGNU.org or 303-449-4885.
Yes, indeed. We want to thank everybody that pledged during the Afternoon Sound Alternative today, and we're going to keep it going throughout the weekend. Make sure that you keep it locked here because you never know what's going to be coming up next. But as K-Nee said, this is the participation station, and we can't do it without you. Either perking up your ears to what we've got going on, or indeed, at this time, pledging your support to listener-supported, volunteer-powered KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, KGNU.org worldwide. And next up, stay tuned for the afternoon headlines.
With the afternoon news headlines for KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran. Election workers in the Denver area will undergo active shooter or active threat drills as part of their standard training. Arapahoe County Clerk Matt Crane told the Denverite that they're adding the training with the assumption that everything is going to run smoothly, but he added that they don't want a situation where something happens and where people are not prepared. While the active threat training is new this year, Crane said that his office started thinking more about security for voters and election workers during the 2014 election. His office also works with local law enforcement to make sure they know the locations of polling places and ballot drop-off spots and that they know what is and isn't allowed. For example, electioneering has to stay 100 feet or more away from the polling place. Poll workers across the country are going through similar security training after the recent firebombing of a Republican Party headquarters in North Carolina and reports that two armed men lingered for hours outside a Democratic campaign office in Virginia. The Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been criticized for inciting possible violence at polling places by suggesting that the election is rigged and that his supporters go to polling places to observe what's going on. The city of Trinidad in southern Colorado will pay $370,000 to settle a federal lawsuit alleging that the police arrested innocent people on drug charges due to information given by an unreliable confidential informant. The suit was filed in 2015 by the ACLU of Colorado on behalf of two women. Danica Gonzalez and Felicia Valdez were wrongly arrested and prosecuted for crimes that they did not commit in a reckless 2013 drug sting. meeting. The ACLU said in a statement that even though their criminal charges were eventually dropped, both were fired from their jobs despite their innocence. Gonzalez lost her job as a probation officer and Valdez lost her job with a Trinidad school. Valdez and her children were also evicted from their subsidised house. The Boulder County Planning Commission yesterday voted 5-1 to schedule another meeting to reconsider the Boulder Valley Comprehensive Plan issue over the designation of 20 acres of land in Gunbarrel as medium density residential land use. The Planning Commission approved that designation last month. The land in question, which is owned by the Boulder County Housing Authority and the Boulder Valley School District, has been selected as the site of an affordable housing development. Some residents in the area, though, have objected, citing concerns over the impact to ecology and an increase in traffic. The time and date of the planning panel's reconsideration meeting has yet to be decided. For more on these and other local news stories, go to news.kgnu.org. I'm Maeve Conran. Stay tuned for Metro.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KGNU Boulder 88.5 FM, KGNU Denver 1390 AM 93.7 in Nederland. And you can always dig us at kgnu.org. You're listening to the Thursday edition of Metro. This is our fall membership drive. We just got a few days left, but we really need your support. And if you've already given your support, we give you a big, big thank you and appreciation out there. And you might have already supported and you dig the Reef Man's Metro and you want to throw another 10 or 20 bucks on your initial pledge. You can always do that, too. But I'm not going to bark too much about the pledge right now. I'm going to get into my program because that's why you listen to KGNU and you listen to this show in particular, because, you know, you hear news and information that you're not going to get anywhere else. You dig? And Brother Kaney just walking out the door. Thank him and Dave for a great show that they did, Afternoon Sound Alternative. And, you know, this is why you listen to KGNU, because of the great music and information that you get. But I want to bring to you today a conversation between Black Lives Matter and Brother Tim Wise and Dr. Lisa Anderson Levy.
Activism in politics. As it relates to the larger inception and creation of the Black Lives Matter movement. This is a conversation like we've had before last semester with our Black Lives Matter panels, so it's going to be an interactive one. So I'll direct you that we'll have two mics down here, one in the middle and one on the side, and we have two roaming mics. Can both my colleagues raise their hand, Namunga Mantina and Gabriella Okinawa-Akel? We'll have two mics up top. And so what we'll do is throughout the conversation, I'll be looking to the audience as a constant engagement with you guys. Okay? So everyone know the ground rules. All right. So let's welcome to the stage our two guests. I'd like to welcome anti-racist activist, lecturer, and essayist Tim Wise, and associate professor of anthropology and critical identity studies, and the Mowat Junior Professor of International Studies, Dr. Lisa Anderson Levy. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's lay the groundwork. Since Trayvon Martin, the U.S. as a nation and its citizens have been forced to re-engage with issues of racism, race, police violence, the military state, class, and privilege. This has not been a smooth, comfortable, or even coherent engagement of all these issues. But what has emerged since Trayvon's murder is a national movement. That movement started by three black, two who are queer women, Alicia Garza, Patrice Cullors, and Opal Tometi, is Black Lives Matter. So because of that, the nation is being forced to talk about black lives actually mattering. But some would argue that that is not possible to move a discussion about racism or activism around racism or anti-black racism without engaging head-on the idea of whiteness. So let's open it up. Lisa, what do you think about that?
Well, before I respond, let me make a short public service announcement, which is I have really bad allergies this time of year, so if I'm coughing, just know that I'm fine and I'm not contagious, so everybody's fine. So the role of whiteness in thinking about Black Lives Matter. See, part of what I think is important when we think about whiteness is to recognize that whiteness and blackness come into view with each other. Or if you want to think about whiteness and non-whiteness as coming into view with each other. In other words, one can't exist without the other. So if we're talking about a political movement around anti-black racism, it becomes really crucial to think about the role of whiteness. It isn't the case that